The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Cap and J-Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in the
shot. No shot with Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in the shot.
Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got JR, we got you, and we got Shot or No Shot. Every day at this time, it is brought to you by
Kode Senga, the next Cubs great.
Yeah, what's he selling?
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download that PointsBet app. Get all their great live same-game parlays, the lightning bets. And if you like to play the ponies like I do, good morning, Secretariat. Love you. Oh, that God. Would be the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. We say good morning to Snorling.
Good morning, boys. How we doing? We're Secretariat, good. Get your beak out of my good morning.
doesn't like the horse around.
Wow. What do you call it? Is it a snout? What is it, Cap? It's not a beak.
It's not a beak.
Nose?
It would just be his nose.
It's just a nose?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get your nose out of my good morning, Secretariat.
Still to come, we'll talk about the Bulls and maybe a new role for Patrick Williams and Io DeSumo. But now here's Snorling.
All right, I want to ask about Justin Fields. He played his best game of the season so far against Minnesota. We mentioned he posted the highest passer rating of the season allowed by the Vikings defense, and we saw him take some meaningful steps forward as far as quicker decision-making, better ball placement. The throwing was really high quality in the second half. He will now face a Washington opponent that is reeling and has been beaten and really gutted by Jared Goff. They were beaten by Cooper Rush, and then they were beaten over the weekend by Ryan Tannehill. Carson Wentz assisted at the end of that game and getting that loss. My question, shot or no shot, if Justin Fields plays as well against Washington as he did against Minnesota, the Bears will be 3-3 after Thursday night.
That's a shot.
Yeah, that's an easy one. That's a shot. If he plays as well, they absolutely have a chance. Now, would I be shocked if they lost tomorrow? No, they don't have any talent on the roster. I want to see the quarterback play well, and I want them to defend the home field. I don't want us to throw parties because he has 208 yards in passing. I would love to say, holy smokes, Justin Fields, 21 of 26 for 310 and four score. That would be like, okay, that's big boy numbers. Big boy numbers.
Now, but on top of that, Shay, let me just say this before you move on, is that it's up to the Bears to be able to not trail in the first half. You know, they've trailed in the first half of each game this season. Against the 49ers, it's 7-0. Against the Packers, it's 24-7. Against the Texans, it's 14-10. Against the Giants, 14-6. Against the Vikings, 21-3. That's not going to get it done. Not going to get it done. So, I mean, in order for this to happen, it just can't be explosiveness in the second half. Let's start to see that on the front end, on offense and defense, quite frankly, for both sides of the ball.
Agreed. Like, so, can we start the game and look like, wow, they're ready to go? Punch him in the mouth.
My next question is Eberflus related, but before I get to it, is that the biggest question mark against Eberflus so far? Why is the defense so flat in the first half of all these games?
Well, see, it's easy for me to say, well, you know, this is all on Alan Williams because Eberflus says that, you know, I'm just the head coach now. Hold on a second. You do come in with defensive coordinator chops.
Correct.
And you do care about that. Actually, he tries to answer more questions, and his answers are longer about the defense than it is the offense. This is just really color by numbers when it comes to coaching in the NFL. Find a defensive coordinator. He doesn't have a lot of answers on the offense because the head coach of the offense is this guy, Getsy or whoever. I'm really the head coach, but I'm really on the defensive side.
Yeah.
I mean, put a stopwatch on how often he's actually in the offensive meeting rooms. I'm sure a lot, but not like the defense because that's his specialty.
It is, but I hear he is, and I can tell you when I went up to camp, he's involved a lot with that offense, a lot, which I found impressive.
But what does he say?
Not a lot.
You could be showing.
He's watching him. He's just not saying much.
I mean, he could show up, Jay, but I was just like, what are you going to say?
Nagy was the guy who was like right in the middle of the snap was coming to the quarterback. He's right there. Matt Eberflus.
Yes.
When I saw, he's much more kind of lording over the process, but not in not doing the breakdown of coaching.
I'm blaming him.
He's the CEO.
On either side, either side of the football, I'm blaming him because he's the head coach. But on the defensive side, you can get your beak in there. Also, my friend David Kaplan gave us some numbers about the last few years of Eberflus as a defensive coordinator with the Colts.
Mm-hmm. There were shaky moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it was.
There were. And again, you never see the jockey carry the horse across the finish line. A lot of times that is on the players.
That's correct.
That wasn't him that lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars last year to get to the playoffs.
That was the quarterback that we're going to see tomorrow night, though.
That was. No question about it.
Shay.
All right, a lot of Bears fans have been less than pleased with the early results in Bears games, but there's an argument to be made that the team has improved each week, particularly with the young players like Jaquan Brisker, Kyler Gordon, Dominique Robinson. Both of them got involved on that blocked field goal. It was a huge play. In addition to the growth we finally saw from Justin Fields. So my question, shot or no shot, Matt Eberflus has already proved himself in the player development department.
Well, that's a no shot. Talk to me at the end of the season. That'll just be one brick in the wall when it comes to that evaluation.
I'm going to agree with you. That's no show. We're five games into the season.
That's right.
Can we stop with the hot? I don't mean you. I'm talking.
You actually are talking about him.
Usually. But generally, the hot take society. Hey! Player development. It's five games.
Brother.
And then if they, heaven forbid, lose tomorrow, Friday morning, this loss is proof that Eberflus can't coach. Or this win is proof the Bears have arrived and they need to push all their chips in. Stop. It's one game.
Right. That's what you say on the radio, but that is really you on TV.
No chance.
I watch Unfiltered.
Yeah, that's the tip of the cap right there.
It really is. Listen, Matt, listen. Maybe we're the old horses and maybe we're behind. For me as a sports fan, I have not changed when it comes to being able to evaluate talent. I am not quick twitch with a reaction based on one game. Correct. I will tell you a tendency I don't like, but I won't say the Bears underachieved. That's who they are. They suck. I'm out. That's actually more you than me. Because you're more black and white and very little gray. I'm more in the middle as far as the gray, like, okay, I didn't like what I saw there. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't like that. But then, you know, if we move on and it gets better, well, then I look at the opinion and say, that game was good, that game was bad. I have to take it that way because we know it's a long season. You don't really have shades of gray.
I don't have a lot of gray.
No.
Black or white.
Right.
Gray.
Yeah, I get it.
And do you really think, I'm hearing all these people on Monday, well, at least Justin played well. I don't really care that we lost. Do you think Matt Eberflus got his team together and went, guys, so what, we lost? Justin played reasonably well. Second half, he was really good. Let's go to work. No, he comes in, he goes, guys, we lost. We showed some good things. Let's continue to build on it. But the bottom line is we're getting on the damn plane with a loss again. It doesn't taste well.
Yeah.
Black or white?
That's black.
It's what did I say to you in the Monday meeting, though? I came in and I said, look, to me, that felt like a moral victory. But I'm glad when I'm reading the post game that nobody on the team, none of the coaches are coming out and going, we felt like we played better. Everybody was upset that it was a loss. They said they were heartbroken. It was tough to swallow.
It was a very winnable game.
That's what you want to hear from the team. But I think fans can look at it a different way, or we can look at it a different way and go, hey, we saw kind of what we wanted to see. The loss isn't great in the win column, but at the end of the day, this season is about Fields and development.
It's what we've been saying since the summer. I know what it is. I just don't like when they lose.
Correct.
And I don't like bad football either, or boring football.
Like, if we come in here Friday morning, and I do think they're going to win, I'm going to pick them, but I don't think they're winning, 38-7.
No.
I think it's going to be a competitive football game, and would I be stunned? No, we don't have a good roster. But it'd be a lot more fun to come in here Friday and go, hey, Justin threw three TDs, and the Bears won 24-14.
That is much better.
Be very cool.
Shay.
All right, the Cubs saw a lot to be optimistic about in the second half of the season. They put together a starting rotation that had the third best ERA in baseball in the second half. Jed Hoyer has said the Cubs will look to spend intelligently this offseason, and there are now reports that the team is interested in adding a former White Sox pitcher. So my question, shot or no shot, the Cubs should sign Carlos Rodon this offseason.
Sure, shot.
That's a shot only if it's not a long deal. I'm not giving him 5 years and $125 million. Not doing it.
Thank you, Jerry. Jerry has stepped in here.
Correct.
I'm not going to give a guy 5 years. Last time we did John Danks, he screwed us.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, he held firm to that forever since he's owned the team.
And then they talked him in. Let us give Danks the five-year deal. Okay, and then he blows out.
I mean, if you're Jerry Reinsdorf in that spot, you look over and you say, what the hell did I tell you? Right? I mean, immediately, he says, no 5 years for a pitcher. Come on, Jerry. He's worth the squeeze. Please. Oh, okay. You know what? Okay. I'll let you do your job. Look at him. He sucks.
Okay. True story. Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday morning, like 7 a.m. I'm flying to do a basketball game. Mm-hmm. I'm at O'Hare. A friend of mine in the medical profession calls me and says, you didn't get this from me? John Danks has something on his MRI that would concern me greatly. Mm-hmm. You should tell Kenny Williams. Okay. They hadn't signed him yet. There was all the rumors.
Yep.
Yellow. Kenny. David Kaplan. It's awful early on a Saturday. What's up? I got a friend who's in the orthopedic world. He saw John Danks' MRI. He would not, under any circumstance, go 5 years. He said he's very concerned that shoulder's going to blow out. Our doctors have no problem with it. My medical staff's crack. They're on top of this. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll bet you he blows out in the 5 years. I'll call you back. He calls me back. No, I just talked to Herm. We're good. Mm-hmm. Okay. He still hasn't paid the dinner. He saw me at the park. I guess I owe you dinner. Mm-hmm. If I owe you dinner, I'll take you to dinner. Mm-hmm. We still haven't got it. True story.
So, you mean with Rodon? Sure. Now, for the Sox, it was time to move on. The divorce was imminent. That's fine. I had no problem with that. No problem. But for you, and the way you're going, why not? Now that solidifies a number three spot in your rotation. If you said,
he'd be your one. Rodon would be your one on the north side.
That says a lot for Kyle Hendricks and his dad listening.
I love his dad, and I love Kyle. He's got a shoulder injury.
It's a bad job by you. He's a good listener, and you're going to push him down the rotation. That's a damn shame.
I have him in the rotation.
No, but you pushed him out of the number one.
He's got a shoulder. I don't know how healthy he is.
Not forever.
Let's find out.
That's a bad job by you. That's a good listener. Now you pushed him down the tracks like he's some old timer. Okay. I wouldn't do that.
Sorry, Kyle. I'm not going 5 years on Rodon. Can I get him for three? I would roll the dice.
Shay.
All right. I want to ask about Tom Cruise. He's going to space. Tom Cruise is famous for doing his own stunts. He will now take that to the next level by making a film that will send him to the International Space Station via a rocket launch and, quote, hopefully will make him the first civilian to do a spacewalk, meaning he will suit up, leave the space station, and do a spacewalk. Shot or no shot, Tom Cruise is insane.
That's a shot.
We already knew that. Didn't need to know about the space station to think he's insane. But he's an amazing actor. Top Gun Maverick, incredible movie.
Yes.
I'm a fan. I enjoy his movies. I wouldn't want to hang out with the dude. But, wow, that's pretty intense that he's going to do that.
You play basketball with Cruise. You could post him up. Dominate him in the post.
No question.
Coming,
seal call for the ball.
Yeah. And yes, it is a shot that he's insane.
Cap gives new meaning to you, small forward.
You know what? I'm going to go punch somebody.
Don't punch anybody. And that shot.
I'm going Draymond Green on him.
On Wednesday, coming up next. What's going on with Patrick Williams and Ayo Dosunmu? Bulls conversation coming your way. Don't punch him. Next. Oh, God.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Cap'n Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find the Cover 5 online sports games. Do you have that downloaded, the Cover 5 online sports game?
I do.
Have it on my phone, too. It's for casual fans and for diehard fanatics as well. Cover 5 is available on the ESPN Chicago app for the upcoming NBA, for the NFL, college football. Check it out, Cover 5. On the ESPN Chicago app. Great that you're in with us today. Still to come, Cap and I are going to open up your mind. Coming up at 8:35, Cap, we're going to help people open up their minds.
You sent me this yesterday on email, and I sat there at dinner with my wife. Mindy, I got to ask you a question. And I asked her a few of the ones that you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and said, "Have you been drinking?"
No.
Are you high?
No, these are
legitimate questions.
Yes. So if you are someone who partakes to be able to open up your mind every day, like JR, today is Free Thought Day. That's what it is. National Free Thought Day.
I love it.
And so we're going to open up some minds. So if you're someone who needs to be ablazed before you start your day, we're going to open up your minds even more so. So get the incense ready. Get everything that you need, your lighters, your matches, because we got something special for you at 8:35 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. I watched some of the Bulls games, so you didn't have to, Cap, yesterday, as the Bulls won 127-104 against the Milwaukee Bucks. And a couple of stories out of this. We were wondering, without Lonzo Ball, who would be the starting lead guard. And it was announced yesterday after the Bulls beat the Bucks that it'll be Ayo Dosunmu. Like that choice?
I do. I've always wondered, is he more of a combination guard than a pure point? But from what I've been told, he worked really hard this offseason. A, to get stronger to handle the length of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in college, you play, if you get to the Final Four, you play, what, 34, 35 games? You play an 82 plus preseason plus postseason. Playing 100 games.
Yeah.
So I hear he's in great shape. And he's really worked on being a lead guard, being more consistent with his perimeter jump shot. So when they reverse the ball back to him, he can keep a defense honest. That opens things up for Vooch inside and obviously for their two primetime scorers.
Says a lot for Dosunmu coming out of the Underwood program at Illinois, where he did not seem afraid. He looked like a 5-6 year veteran. Knows the way he attacks the basket or just how his head's up. When dribble, it's a little thing, the intangibles, where you're like, is that a rookie or is that a 5-year pro?
Well, playing at Morgan Park, and you go to Morgan Park?
Yeah.
Playing in that city at the highest level, they won state championships, then going to the Big Ten where it's physical, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he comes in with a huge advantage over other kids that are rookies.
I like it.
There is no safety net when you're playing in the inner city here. None.
Well, that's true. What is that true?
Yeah, we would go recruit. City kid, got to polish this or work on that. Kid from, you know, Oswego. Just pick it.
Sure.
Just different.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up different. It's just how they prep for their game, just different.
As a recruiter, you wanted the combination of both, though, right?
Well, those were getting recruited way higher than us. When you had all of that,
yeah,
they were going to the biggest of the big.
But you like the grittiness of a city kid because he's playing outside.
Correct.
He's playing at the 31st Street Beach. You know, he's playing outside, you know, like one of these.
They're at the BBR on the west side, the ABC, Marillac House. I mean, we're talking about in the roughest parts of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, 500 around the court in the summertime, and you're out there playing. Guys are gambling. I mean, it's intense.
Yes, it is.
Holy
elite. So you're playing for even bigger stakes than just the wins and losses.
Correct.
In some places.
Yeah.
In the city, yeah. And in the state, for sure. So I'm happy for Ayo. I'm happy for him because I suppose that we will see Lonzo in January.
I guess, February, maybe by the time we get to the All-Star break. Whenever he is healthy, I look forward to him coming back because of the things that he brought to the table. Watching him with the Pelicans, his three-point shot got better. And you know he's a very good perimeter defender. He's so long and athletic.
Huge to what they do defensively.
Yeah, long and athletic.
Correct.
And so he was ahead of the snake with that perimeter defense for that.
Correct. It's a great way to put it.
So, okay. So when he comes back, he'll be back. And at the same time, Dosunmu will have an education as a lead guard and to be able to help this Bulls team out. And with Dragic coming off the bench, that's good. Because now you got a veteran that can give you something. You don't have to extend him for 30 minutes a game.
Correct. And he's even indicated, he said the other day to, I think it was Joe Colley or Casey, I know I'm at nearing the end. A hell of a player, though, to have on your roster, man.
By the way, a heads up and a shout out to Billy Donovan. In the offseason, the summer, he didn't have to go to where Dragic lives, but he did. Overseas?
He did.
Like a college recruiter.
You know who else did that? Jim Boylan.
Oh, well.
Jim Boylan went to Finland and hung out with Markkanen.
Yeah.
He toured all the guys they had in Europe. He went and hung out with all of them. So it was cool to see, and Billy does the same thing. That's how they build their relationship.
Hop on a plane in the off season. Let me just go talk to you. Even though you might be at the tail end, just want to see where your mind is.
Right. He went to dinner with Dragic and his family. That's like, cool. I think it's really cool.
That's cool.
Really cool.
What does that say for Coby White, by the way? You know, I mean, like, I am...
He's got to be one of your best perimeter shooters because you don't have enough.
I can't say I'm never surprised about anything these days, but I am... mildly surprised that he's still on this roster. I thought the Bulls were trying to upgrade that, but I guess the Bulls have figured out he's a microwave. Sometimes he heats up, sometimes
he doesn't. They don't have any perimeter shooting. That's the one thing I'm disappointed in Arturas and Mark Eversley, that they did not get more perimeter shooting in the offseason. I don't understand why they didn't. They must know more than the rest of us. I just thought, one thing you better add is some interior rim protection. They did, Andre Drummond. And you better get yourself one or two shooters. They didn't do any of that. They got the interior guy in Drummond.
Yeah. I mean,
no shooting.
I think that you should try to look for that. I mean, it's the NBA, for God's sakes. You should be looking for that. Just Dragic and Drummond, to me, is not enough, especially in a stacked East now. All of a sudden, it used to be the least. Now look at the East. There's about 9 or 10 teams, Cap, that could actually make the playoffs in the East. There's some that are on the come, but I think that the Bulls could have been able to do better in that spot. I still think they're a little short. I'm concerned about the rebounding end of things because they're just not big on the interior. You know, as much as you can get 10 rebounds a game from Vucevic, I still like to have a little bit more muscle on the inside.
Next week, Wednesday night at Miami, that's where they open.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun season to see how they progress. Last year, they got off to an amazing start. Mm-hmm. Amazing. They were the number one seed till Lonzo went down. Mm-hmm. And the second half of the season, snarling Celtics, they had an amazing finish to their season, and the Bulls went the other direction.
Yes. You recall this, right, Shay?
Yes, I do recall. Second half was unbelievable. And the Bulls, I mean, but injuries kind of caused that collapse, right? Like Lonzo came out, the defense got a lot worse.
And then Zach was dealing with the bulky knee.
Mm-hmm.
So
the other thing is, too, about Patrick Williams. So I meant to ask you this yesterday, but we'll bring it up here since we're talking about the Bulls. Is Patrick Williams not starting for the Bulls when the season starts? Because he played a little second unit here and there here in the preseason.
So have they haven't named the entire lineup, right, Shay?
They have not. I know you didn't ask me, but...
Well, he was telling me this morning Patrick Williams isn't going to be a starter, and I was not aware that he'd been relegated to the bench. That would surprise me.
I mean, there was an exhibition game in which Donovan spent the bulk of the longer-than-usual 60-minute post-game news conference fielding questions about his decision. Donovan says, just a preseason game. I don't look at it the way that we look at it. He doesn't think that Patrick views it that way either. He says, the last thing I would call it is a demotion. This is just the way that I view it. Patrick was the fourth player taken in the draft. That's not his fault. He's here to help our team in any way he can help our team. A little vague. That's the quote from Donovan.
Read it one more time.
Says, to me, it's a preseason game. I don't look at it that way or view it that way. I don't think Patrick does either. The last thing I would call it would be a demotion. This is the way I view it. Patrick was the fourth player taken in the draft. That's not his fault. He's here to help our team in any way he can help our team.
Yeah, I'm not reading too much into that. I mean, they're going to start Io at the point. They're going to have Zach at the two, DeMar at the three, Vooch at the five. So who are they playing at the four?
Right. I would imagine.
Derek Jones Jr.?
That sounds like a coach's wake-up call for Patrick Williams, doesn't it?
I was going to say, I don't want to read too much into it either, but the end of that quote is very odd to me. This is just the way I view it. Patrick was the fourth player taken in the draft. That's not his fault. It's a very odd way to frame that.
It is. I don't disagree with you.
I mean, I think, and the reason why I bring it up, Cap, because I know that you're big on Patrick Williams and his development. You believe that he could be a guy.
Right. He scored 22 last night. I watched some of that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good night. Baseball. Didn't have to be bothered with college football last night. I watched baseball and basketball.
Yeah.
That right up my alley.
Yeah, that'd be odd on a Tuesday night to be bothered with college football, but go ahead.
Another 3 weeks, we'll be getting Maction probably on a Tuesday night.
That's right, in November.
By the way, Patrick Williams eligible for an extension to his rookie contract next summer.
So, Javonte Green.
Nice little player for you. Nice glue guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the guy that's going to start over Patrick Williams? That would concern me.
I would imagine that, as you mentioned, Patrick Williams will start, but just there's something where he's just trying to get Patrick going, motivated. Doesn't feel like, hey, you haven't earned a spot yet. You got to keep working hard for a young guy. You're 21.
Javonte Green played really well in the preseason.
Sure.
Really well. He's worked on his game.
Brother, he's got another choice. You're Javonte Green. You got to keep working hard.
Correct.
When you're on the floor, you're there to maximize your minutes.
Now, Patrick Williams maybe saw last night, wait a minute, I better be more aggressive, because he had 22 last night, mm-hmm. and he played really well.
But I would agree with you that it is Patrick Williams, but I just, the press was asking, like, so he's a starter, right? Well, any position we want to have him in, we want to make sure that it's interesting. I expect him to start when the season starts.
I do too.
All right, you know what it's time to do? It's time to open up the minds of the people.
Let's do it.
So it is Free Thought Day on Cap and J Hood. We will open up your minds. And we want you to give us a call, too, for questions that we can answer for you. 312-332-3776 on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show.
It's Cap and J Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
You're listening to the Cap and J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Mike Greenberg comes in at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvia 2, Bleck and Abdallah, 6 to 7:30 into the Padres and the Dodgers. Playoff baseball right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Still to come, some thoughts about the Bears. And what does tomorrow's game mean to you as a Bears fan? We'll get to that at 9 o'clock right here on Cap and J Hood. You know, today, we always look at celebrate every day, the national calendar, Cap. There's always something. I don't know where this all started, but every day is something. It could be a list of things. But today is hashtag Free Thought Day. There's somewhat of a trend on Twitter for this, Free Thought Day. Now, annually on October 12th, National Free Thought Day encourages people to be free thinkers and base their opinions on facts, science, logic, and reason. You want to leave? Or? So, some thoughts here about Free Thought Day. Because you're a guy that likes to punch people, right? You punched JR earlier. You're taking a swing at him. Leave him alone.
That was like taking candy from a baby.
National Free Thought Day. So, Cap, and we want our listeners to be able to jump in on this as well. If there's a question that we ask, and if you can answer it, we want you to call in with the answer. Or maybe you have a question of your own.
Yeah, let's do this as a group activity.
Yes. JR, Shay, it's all right, man. Come on in. We want you to be able to be part of National Free Thought Day as well. So I'll start off, Cap. Here's a question for you. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Because there's a lot of questions that just need answers. You understand that, right? I mean, listen, That's why we have the world. We're just trying to figure out the answers to our everyday questions. My friend, I have a question for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And I will be ready as soon as I can find the question. give me one, because I have one here.
Okay.
Go ahead. You start, and I have one as well.
Can you have a daydream if you're sleeping at night? Why is it not called a night dream?
It's a great question. JR, can you have a daydream at night?
I suppose if you're like awake and you're kind of drifting off, right? I mean, some people work nights, Cap, right?
Right. I've had daydreams at night, working evenings.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm working mornings now.
That's it.
Okay. Shay, why does Slim Chance and Fat Chance have the same meaning?
That's a great one.
That is a good, I don't know.
I blew your mind with that, right? Cap, why does Slim Chance and Fat Chance, because we've heard both. I've heard more Fat Chance than Slim Chance. And by the way, you're listening to Fat Chance and Slim Chance here on ESPN 1000. But why is it that we've heard, I've heard Fat Chance more than Slim Chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking in my life. What about you? Fat Chance, that happens.
Yeah, that's probably more.
Slim and None is what we've heard.
I've heard that one. I've heard there are two horses. How does it go? You got no chance. Slim just mounted a horse. There's your only chance. Slim just mounted a horse and rode out of town.
And walked out of town. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
Slim
right.
Slim Chance.
All right. Give me one, sir. Give me something to open up our mind. A free thought day.
How do we know when the can says it on it that a new dog food has improved taste?
Got to ask the dog.
Exactly.
If you're high enough, you might get an answer from the dog.
Now, you know what? That's a hell of a question. Because the dog can't tell you if it's better or not. I mean, outside of the dog saying, yeah, he turns away from it. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You're not tasting it as an adult.
Right.
Or are you, JR?
Maybe there's some, like, 50 dog-like panel that, like, approved it somehow, right? They ate more of it somewhere. Maybe there's got to be test results in there. Okay, maybe I'll just pass it over.
pass. Cap, which came first, the universe or time?
The universe.
Now, why the universe?
Because the universe had to be there to create the concept of time.
Right.
Not time, but there's nothing there. Time right. of what? Well, there's this universe.
Yes.
And now we quantify time.
Okay. Does that make sense, JR? Time or universe?
I don't know, man. There's a lot there to chew on.
Now, hold on a second. When you're taking a smoke, don't you think about these things? Of course
I mean,
you do.
Sometimes. Sometimes I'm just trying to get to bed. But yeah, I mean, time or the universe, that's a tough one, Cap. I don't know. I'm going to have to sit with that for a little bit.
Cap, can you open up our mind on this National Free Thought Day? Give us one.
So, why is vanilla ice cream white? But if you pour out vanilla extract, it's brown.
Why do you get a suntan?
Right. 'Cause I look good with a tan.
So do I.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, that's a good question. Captain, that's a hell of a question.
There's a great one there.
Let me ask you a question. When does the future begin?
That's a really good question.
When you say, I'm going to do something in the near future, you know near future could be tomorrow, could be the next minute. When does the future begin?
Right, because if I said, I'm going to, like every second that passed, when is the future?
When does the future begin, Shay? Do you know?
You know, this made me think of something a physics teacher once told me, that the present, it's impossible to live in the present because everything you experience is already in the past. That's right.
That's fantastic. I'm going to use that one. And that was great. I like that.
Do you have one for us, Cap? Give us something to open up our mind.
I asked you this earlier.
Yes.
Why do you drive on a parkway, but park on a driveway?
Yeah, that blows my mind.
I have a related driving question from Twitch.
Yes, Twitch.
West Coast Bias asks, why are there interstate highways in Hawaii?
Brother.
That's a great one.
Brother. Because, I mean, you're in Hawaii. You're on an island, right?
Not like you're driving anywhere else.
It doesn't connect to 57. Right? Makes sense, right? Shay, do you have any answers for us? Do our listeners have any questions as well?
I have a question.
Oh, please.
Does a straw have one hole or two?
Hmm. Well, it's open-ended on both sides.
So that's just one hole.
It's not two, bro?
No, bro, whoa, because there's no barrier in the middle that would make each side a hole. It's one big hole.
Man, you got me. You got me.
But that's there's deep. Two sides to it.
Right. You think it's one hole in a straw then, right? It's not double-sided holes?
One hole.
One hole, huh? Not double-sided hole?
No.
That's disappointing. Okay. If you have any questions to open up your mind, like this one.
I have one more.
You do?
Why do we say something's out of whack? What's a whack?
What is a whack?
What's a whack? I don't know what a whack is.
I don't know. Okay. We'll take your questions. Again, it is Free Thought Day. And we want you to give us your questions that maybe we can answer. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. National Free Thought Day on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show, man. Live it in. Drink it in, man. Sunshine. Oh, sorry.
JR, pass me that blunt.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Ah, yes. Today is National Free Thought Day. Open up your mind. Light up your incense.
I have another one for you.
Or light up whatever you need to light up, because Cap and I are going to help you open your mind. Oh.
Why are there Braille dots on a drive-through ATM keypad?
The blind need their money too now. Come on now.
They're come not on. Driving.
312-332-3776 is our telephone number.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Have a great one in Twitch, too.
All right. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Help us open our minds. Give us one, Shay.
Why are they called apartments when they're all stuck together?
That's a good one. Almost findable, by the way. Apartments. Did you get it?
It's a great one.
Apartments. Yeah. Is that a fine JR? Apartments. That's something JR would say.
I think we'll allow it. Yeah, okay. I think we'll allow that.
That's
one.
What JR would say. Let's see if others can help us help you help us right here on ESPN 1000 Cap and J Hood. Paulie, hey man, welcome to Cap and J Hood.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up, man?
Hey man.
Hey, great to talk to you guys. Why do doctors call what they do practice?
That's a great one.
Why is it what your brother does a practice?
Right. My brother's an eye surgeon. Where do you work? I have a practice in blah blah blah. Practice?
You want it to be the real thing, not practice, right, Paul?
Practice?
That's what I'm saying.
It's great stuff.
It's a great question.
Good call, man. Thanks for the phone call. Highland, Indiana, Chicago. Here's Paul on ESPN 1000. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How come they pack hot dogs in packages of 10 and hot dog buns in packages of 8?
Great question. You go in, and we were cooking, and my wife had me go to the store to pick up buns and burgers and dogs.
Yeah.
I had to buy 2 packages. Yes, of the buns.
Right.
Because you get the package of 12 dogs.
Right.
The Rosen's buns came in 8.
Why is that, Paul?
It blows my mind.
It's a great question.
Great question, Paul. Let's go to Craig in Norwich. Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Craig.
All right, there's a question. On any camera, the lens is round. On any camera on your cell phone, the lens is round. So why, when you take pictures, why do they come out rectangular?
That's a great question.
I'm just asking. Somebody explain it.
Why is that?
That's a great one.
Man, that's so good, Craig. Thanks, man. It's really good.
Let me ask you a question. What pencil? What's the most popular pencil?
Number two.
Why is it still called number two then?
It should be number one by now.
Right, exactly.
Hey, JR.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man. How can anyone taste the rainbow?
It's a great question. You know,
amen.
A donut with a hole is a donut, but a donut with no holes is a Danish.
Right?
Right.
Awesome.
How about this, Hoodie? You want your mind blown?
Yes. On National Free Thought Day, yes.
Why can't you ever stand backwards on stairs?
Yeah, that's a good one. Well,
I got another one related to his.
Do you know why that's the answer?
I don't.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Trying to stand backwards on stairs?
It's freaky.
You'd fall, man.
It would fall.
Yeah.
So do stairs go up or down?
It's not both. It's got to be one or the other, right?
Depends on your perspective, man.
I guess, man.
What if I'm at the bottom, man? I'm going up, aren't I? Or am I going down?
Right.
Right? Vince in Westchester, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Why are pants plural but shirt singular?
Another great one.
I don't know. Do you have an answer to that, Vince? Why is that?
You know what? That's on you, man.
All right, man. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
If nothing sticks to Teflon,
yeah,
what makes it stick to the pan?
It's a great question.
There's
see?
Some great ones.
That's why we have National Free Thought Day. And if you have a question, call in 312-MAN, 332-MAN, 3776. It's Captain Jay Hood as we free your thoughts and your minds in 2 minutes. Or is it 2 minutes, right?